WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes a request to do a traffic study around the proposed site of a YMCA center near Blinn College.
The request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena includes emails from those involved in recruiting the Houston Y to operate branch locations in Bryan and College Station. According to the emails, the Y and Blinn's legal team met last week to build a facility that could open in 2018. The Y would build on Blinn property near Nash and Villa Maria. Funding would come from a student fee of $50 a semester. In College Station, there's discussion about building a Y branch near Bird Pond Road and Lakeway between Baylor Scott & White Hospital and Lowe's. There's been interest from two potential donors who would provide enough money to accelerate construction. Both locations would include an auditorium, but the College Station Y would be located above ground floor retail space. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan School District administrators and community members continue developing recommendations for future changes in attendance zones. In the fall of 2017, Bryan ISD will begin with elementary schools going through fourth grade, intermediate schools for fifth and sixth grade, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth. In March or April, there'll be multiple community meetings to consider committee recommendations. Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his latest weekly column that they're still collecting information from stakeholders that includes parents and employees, which included a gathering last week. Dr. Wallace says there are no plans to curb what's offered in BAISD. However, the locations where programs will be housed are not yet known. The goal is for the Bryan School Board to approve new attendance zones in May. Bryan police are looking for two people who committed an armed robbery inside a restaurant and fired shots at passersby Saturday night. Three people inside Pepe's on South Texas were not injured, nor were four people in a vehicle that were pulling into a driveway in the 100 block of Ehlinger. No descriptions of the suspects were released. A former office manager of a Bryan medical practice is appealing her punishment after admitting to stealing $250,000. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 48-year-old Brenda Hobson of Willis posted an appeal bond after she was sentenced to jail for 180 days of shock probation. After that, the judge would decide whether Hobson would serve the remainder of a 10-year prison sentence. That's the maximum time, which was sought by prosecutors. Hobson was ordered to pay $250,000 restitution. The DA's office says Hobson has paid back $150,000, and the remainder is scheduled to be paid in April. Last week's punishment hearing came 6 months after Hobson pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. College Station police detectives are looking for a woman accused of four thefts at the same home over the last 4 weeks. The homeowner installed surveillance video and caught the suspect in action during the most recent theft. Photos are on our website at WTAW.com, along with contact information to the police department. Texas A&M police received a report from a woman who said a man tried to kiss her after she told him she had a boyfriend. This was last Wednesday, just before 5, in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 60 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The National Parks Photography Project exhibit, currently at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, celebrates the important role that the photographic image has played in the history and creation of our national parks. The core of this exhibit is the timeless black and white photography of American photographer Mark Burns. A portion of this exhibit will also pay tribute to early painters and photographers. The National Parks exhibit will be on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum until March 21st. For additional information, log on to bush41.org.
6:09, almost 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
There'll be clouds and maybe a few breaks of sunshine today with a high temperature around 70 degrees. We're mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, low 45. There'll be plenty of clouds around during the day on Tuesday. We can't rule out a few passing showers with a high between 50 and 55. There'll be partial clearing during Tuesday night with an overnight low between 35 and 40. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, we'll have sunshine and a high between 50 and 55. This is meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit. A&M basketball gets yet another win on the men's side. We've also got who's in the Super Bowl, which I know Scott has been waiting with bated breath to find out.
Oh, yeah. You already knew, thanks.
That and more coming up in sports, and welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you took off all last week just to get ready for that playoff game.
I was here on Monday.
I was here on Monday. Okay, not all last week.
All right. So, no, I actually watched the end of that first game and really didn't care about the second one. I'm sorry. So we've got a pretty nice day today.
Yeah, we do.
Man. And yesterday was all right, a little breezy, but getting sunshine. And anyway. Unlike people in the important part of the United States.
Yes.
You know, where the weather's terrible. So we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, since 2007, a group has rented the Huntington Beach City Gymnasium in California for private gatherings in which members play basketball, volleyball, and swim. All while naked. Okay. Gatherings came to an end recently after the Huntington Beach city manager signed a regulation banning gymnasium nudity. He said it was too difficult for city employees to get their work done in the presence of naked people. The nudists are asking the city council to rescind his order. What, I can't work under these conditions? Is that what it is? Because, again, generally, people who are naturalists are people we really wouldn't care were naturalists, if you get my drift.
You can't put a warning label on all the people who go to the park.
No, you can't. You know,
and the guy operating the backhoe that's next to the park.
That's right.
Could be distracted.
That's true.
And well, that causes a problem.
And he can only drive with one hand when he's holding the binoculars. So,
true.
Just saying. Well, what you do is you give them permits. It's just, you know, how do they carry their permits around? So.
Tattoo.
In the meantime, we're
signing the beach.
In the meantime, beautiful Compton, California. Everything that's bad about California happens pretty much straight out of Compton, right?
Look at you being him.
I know it. Authorities have found one human skull and eight containers with potentially more at a Los Angeles area shop that sells, ready?
Voodoo?
Spiritual items.
Hmm.
Steve Katz, he's from the L.A. Sheriff's Office, said deputies responded to the Compton business on Friday afternoon after a woman complained of animal cruelty when they investigated. Well, they said that they found a skull inside a pot. So the coroner's office collected the skull and eight other pots that may also contain skulls. I guess they didn't look, huh? Katz says there's no evidence of a homicide. It appears the skull may have been purchased from a legal source being used for religious ceremony. He says it's unclear whether animal remains were found. Sign outside says, Omi Relukan. Should I say that on the radio? I don't know what that means. I may have just placed a curse on everybody. Describes itself in Spanish as a spiritual store and school. Store and school. You know, if they're having some sort of spiritual, I don't know, stuff going on there, services, I don't know if that's the right word or not. Mm-hmm. Do they post the time of those, or do they just happen to break out when strangers are in there? I mean, because, you know, worshiping skulls could be a little bit freaky.
Could be.
I'm guessing adherents feel a disturbance in the force or something.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's time I'm needed.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
In Compton, California, you can bet on that. Yeah, happens.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Wow, everybody is just right on, well, where we need to be, right?
I guess so.
Okay, that's good.
We've been working on that.
Have you? Okay.
Timing. Thing.
Yeah, thing.
Because, yeah.
The morning meetings just haven't been the same without you.
I know. Well, that's much shorter.
Yeah.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. And vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We got a Monday. It's the 25th day of January. Got 341 of them to go. Just to let you know, it's 11 months till Christmas. They're not even done paying off their credit cards.
Well, I understand, but that's the American way. Always got a little reminder there. And then, it's, you know, then they'll start making phone calls. And they'll start threatening to take your children. All right, it's Irish Coffee Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a room of one's own day. And if you don't have one, obviously, that could be a really big deal. It's also a Macintosh Computer Day. Remember those? Sort of
yes.
Quaint. It's Opposite Day. Not sure how that works. In 1957, two engineers, Mark Chervanes and Al Fielding, were trying to make a plastic wallpaper with a paper backing for a trendy new textured wallpaper. Obviously, it never caught on. Howsomever, they realized they had themselves an invention that could be used to cushion things when they're being packed, and thus...
Bubble wrap?
It was born. Michael Bublé wrap. That's it. Of course, it's a great stress reliever for some people, too. And you can go up, you know, on the web. There's virtual bubble wrap. But today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Always the last Monday in January, so it floats. You got to keep moving with it. All right, we got some birthdays, too.
Before we hop on, go ahead and grab some halves.
Okay.
We're a little short.
Really? Are we? Okay. All right. We can do that.
Michael Trevino, 31 years old from The Vampire Diaries. That's how short we are. Wow. Charlie Brule is 35 from the Twilight movies. Alicia Keys, very talented lady, 35. Henny Wolfgrum from the Jets is 48. Christopher Coppola, Nicholas's brother, and Francis Ford's son, 54 years old. Jennifer Lewis, 59. Andy Cox is 60 from The English Beat and Fine Young Cannibals. And Toby Hooper, 73 years old, the guy that directed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow, he's still around, huh?
73.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's it.
All right.
So if your kids are born today, have them study hard.
Why?
They're not, probably not going to get much notoriety based on our historical
compendium. That's a good point.
Compendium.
Actually, Anita Pallenberg is 72. She's a model. You didn't have Mark Super Duper from the, Miami Dolphins, I think. He's 57.
Nope, didn't have that one.
Okay, and Ron Chapman, who's a legend in radio.
Yes.
He's 80 today.
Wow.
Whoa, is he still working?
I bet you he is.
I don't think I'm going to be doing this at 80. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I bet you are.
I'm going to have bills to pay, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that. All right, let me see. So 6 months back.
You'll take over Bravo Brazos Valley.
Well, he said that, didn't he? Yes, indeed. All right, let me see. We got
a comfy little home in Port A.
Yeah. Listen to you boys.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all quit making fun.
let me see. Now it's always on a weekend. Boy, that makes it a hassle. Let me see. You know, it's probably not worth it. but from looking at the program log, we don't have any commercials sold. So, yeah, we do have time. Okay. No, this is really terrible. This is really terrible. The reason I couldn't find the birthdays is there are only six of them.
Man. And a half birthday?
Yeah. Barbara Harris is 80 and a half. Iman is 60 and
Iman.
A half. Yeah, her too. Matt LeBlanc, 48 and a half.
How you doing?
And David Denman from Parenthood in the Office. I don't even know who he is. 42 and a half.
I've seen both of those.
Yeah, J.R. Ferguson from Mad Men, 41 and a half. It's also it's 6 months away from National Dance Day. And six months away from National Day of the Cowboy. So,
David Denman's in that new 13 Hours, I think.
Oh,
is that right?
Is it Andy? No, not Andy. It's Pam's first fiance.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Then I guess
Roy.
Vaguely remember that. All right, it's 6:19. This is Sean Hannity. I guess we've been playing for like 7 days. It's so old that maybe you can put your hand on the radio and recite along with him. But here we go.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Recently, I reported on the disgusting sexual assaults that took place in Germany and all across Western Europe on New Year's Eve. at the hands of what Reuters defined as mainly Arab and North African migrants. Now, according to a newer report in the UK Daily Mail, there is now mounting evidence of a cover-up of migrant sex crimes after a German welcome party for refugees in November turned into a, quote, mass groping session. Numerous women reported to police that they were kissed and groped against their will while attending the party. And even worse, authorities believe that due to the cover-up, well, some of those migrants were free to go on and commit the sex crimes on New Year's Eve. Now, if that's not political corruptness run amok, I don't know what is, but we can't allow it to happen here.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTA.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. China's government says the nation's growth rate moderated to 6.8% for the fourth quarter and 6.9% for all of 2015. The annual pace was the weakest in 25 years, and the quarterly level missed expectations. But investors now hope Beijing will ramp up stimulus, and note the Chinese markets have already sold off sharply this year. Consumer products giant Unilever, whose brands include Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Lipton, and Dove, says sales in 2015 rose 10% from 2014 to $58 billion. Unilever says it expects tougher market conditions and high volatility in 2016. Japan had a record number of foreign visitors last year thanks to a surge in Chinese arrivals, a cheaper yen, and looser visa rules. Japan has set a target of boosting the number of annual visitors to 20 million by 2020 when Tokyo hosts the Summer Olympics, but already in 2015, 19.7 million people visited Japan. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
If you have not taken the speed test challenge with Suddenlink yet, get on the stick and go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and learn exactly what your internet speed could be and what it is now. You may not want to see that, though. You will see the huge difference in downloading, uploading, and streaming with the super fast broadband service. All you have to do is call 1-877-694-9474 today, or you can go online to suddenlink.com. Now is the time to say goodbye to slow internet and just make your life a whole lot easier. Make the switch. Call 1-877-694-9474 today and get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet and phone for just $69. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or go to suddenlink.com to find out all the details you need. And remember, when you do that, they've got a 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. You can find it all at suddenlink.com.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. This lawsuit has a decent shot of making it into the Frivolous Lawsuit Hall of Fame.
Are you stupid or something?
You know, if anyone ever builds one. In England, a woman named Jane has filed a lawsuit against her divorce attorney for negligence because they didn't tell her a divorce meant that you were ending your marriage. Apparently, she's the one person on the planet who didn't know that.
You can't fix stupid.
Jane believes that her lawyer should have recognized that as a Roman Catholic, she would be against ending her marriage. So they should have told her divorce ends the marriage and steered her to a judicial separation instead.
I think there should be a law that if you run into a stupid people, you can give them a green hat. That way nobody else will talk to them.
A few lower courts rejected the lawsuit, but somehow this stupid thing made it all the way to the National Appeals Court. Fortunately, the judge there also shot it down, which should be the end of it.
Honestly, as stupid does.
So there's really no word on whether Jane got remarried to her husband so they could separate, quote, properly. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa, the perfect place to get your Valentine's Day shopping done, and done early, I might add. A whole lot earlier than usual, at least it would be for me from last year. If you go to BoardwalkSpa.com, you can get a gift certificate that she can use or he can use on anything. Manicure, pedicure, facial, massage, couples massage. There's even a little boutique there if she'd rather do that. Again, to find out more, it's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. They're the leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and such, they do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways and sidewalks and patios and swimming pools. Get more information at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be pretty nice today. 71 degrees, kind of breezy, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Maybe gusting a little bit more than that, but the winds will be out of the southwest. It'll feel pretty good. Tonight we'll be down to about 45 and still windy. Tomorrow, the wind's out of the north and not quite as pleasant, about 53 or so for our high. About the same thing on Wednesday, but we'll get some sunshine. Back to 60 or so on Thursday, and Friday looks spectacular. Sunny skies and 67, so pretty good week, I'd say. Right now, wind's out of the south at 13. 90% relative humidity. We've got mostly cloudy skies, 57.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
The typical American today eats a lot more calories than 50 years ago. But why is that? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
FOI, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit YMCA.net.
Today, over a third of the population is either overweight or obese, but it didn't used to be that way. So what happened?
We are eating about 500 calories more every single day than in 1950s. 500 calories a day is about 3,500 calories a week, which is about 1 pound of fat.
Dr. Sandy Graywall, author of the book Fat Me Not and founder of the Slim Plate System weight loss program, explains what's causing us to eat more calories.
Added sugars. Research has shown that when we eat sugar, it modifies our eating behavior. Sugary drinks make us eat more. Sugary drinks cause us binge eating behavior and food addiction. So overall, if you look at the food industry, they keep on serving us more and more portions to justify charging us more at the restaurants.
So it's not just that we're eating more food, it's the types of food we eat that cause us to eat more.
Many times we blame it on ourselves, oh, I don't have the willpower to stick to a good diet. It's not that. Research has consistently shown that the food that we choose to eat will decide what food we are going to eat next and how much of it we are going to eat next.
It's a common belief that if you eat, say, a big lunch, that that'll help you eat less at dinner.
But the research shows that even if we eat a large portion of meal in lunch, we are still going to eat large portion of meal in dinner, and it does not really change the size of the next meal.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Negotiations to bring YMCA facilities to Bryan and College Station involve different operating models.
Blinn College Bryan campus students could be footing the bill for a recreation center operated by the Houston YMCA. According to emails that are part of tomorrow's Bryan City Council agenda, Blinn officials met with the Y last week on a facility that would be built near Villa Maria in Nash. Possible funding could come from a student fee of $50 a semester that would generate a revenue stream of more than $1 million a year. The center, which could open in 2018, would include an auditorium, at least one gym, and rooms dedicated to specific purposes such as yoga and fitness equipment. In College Station, discussion involves a private developer donating land between Baylor Scott & White Hospital and Lowe's and paying for an extension of Bird Pond Road. The Y would operate above retail space in a multi-story building. The emails from the Bryan councilman does not indicate when the College Station location would open. The developer's construction partner would build an auditorium with a competition pool and a spectator area, a diving area, a heated therapy pool, and a family swim area. Contact has also been made with the College Station schools, Texas A&M, and CHI St. Joseph Health about possible participation with the Houston Y in the Twin Cities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board is about 4 months from considering changes in attendance zones that will be employed in the fall of 2017. Stakeholders, including parents, staff, and administrators, held another meeting last Thursday. The changes are the result of voters approving a bond issue that creates intermediate schools. That makes elementary schools kindergarten through fourth grade, intermediate buildings fifth and sixth, and middle schools for seventh and eighth. After the meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his weekly column that the locations where programs will be housed have not been determined, but there are no plans to curb what's offered. And he says the final and crucial piece of their efforts will be to consider campus staffing. Committee recommendations will be determined in time for public meetings in March or April. Then the board is supposed to consider final action in May. Dr. Wallace says after the zones are approved by the board, administrators will plan and finalize programs. Authorities are looking for two people accused of an armed robbery inside a Bryan restaurant. After leaving Pepe's on South Texas, one of the two fired multiple shots at a vehicle that was pulling into their driveway in the 100 block of Ellinger. None of the three inside the restaurant and four inside the car were injured. One of the bullets struck the driveway carport. No suspect descriptions were released from what happened Saturday night around 10:15. A College Station man was stabbed several times Saturday morning at the home of his child's mother. Police did not identify either the person who was stabbed or the one who did it. The man who was stabbed was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. No arrests were made in the incident on Anderson near Southwest Parkway. A Montgomery County woman who admitted to stealing $250,000 while working as the office manager of a Bryan medical practice is appealing her punishment. It's been 2.5 years since 48-year-old Brenda Hobson was arrested and 6 months since she pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. A punishment hearing took place over parts of 3 days this week in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Hobson was sentenced to 180 days in jail to serve what's called shock probation. After that, the judge decides whether Hobson serves the remainder of a 10-year prison term, which was sought by prosecutors. Instead, Hobson stayed out of jail by posting bond to fight the incarceration. The DA's office says Hobson has repaid $150,000 of restitution. Another $100,000 is scheduled to be paid in April. The total of $250,000 was the figure prosecutors say was reached in a settlement of a civil lawsuit against Hobson. Texas A&M police has issued a report of an assault that took place on campus last week. Officers were told Wednesday afternoon just before 5 in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center. A woman said she was walking alone when a man approached her and began a conversation. He asked her if she had a boyfriend. When she said yes, he hugged her and tried to kiss her. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. She was not injured. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. An Aggie daughter is asking for your help finding her father's stolen Aggie ring. Sana Rahman, class of 14, sent us an email that someone took a briefcase belonging to her father, Kamal, class of 2001, which included his ring. While looking for the original ring, Sana has established a GoFundMe account titled Aggie Ring for Kamal. Details are online at WTAW.com. The Rahman family lives in College Station and operates a convenience store in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 59 degrees. More local news coming up after the Fox News at 7. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with all the different job sites, until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest chance of finding that perfect candidate. Plus, you can instantly be matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/sports100. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/sports100.
Amish Furniture for generations has made their reputation by bringing you solid wood furniture handcrafted by Amish craftsmen. They build it, then Kent goes and picks it up and brings it back down to Bryan College Station, delivers it to your home, your office, wherever it's going to be. And you've got the quality that you want, that is bench-built solid wood furniture. That's the way it's been since day one at Amish Furniture for generations. And over that time, one of the most popular producers has been Alvin Jr. Beachy. It's the Alvin Jr. Beachy living room event that's going on right now. You can get a special price, 10% off on all the Alvin Jr. Beachies. And that includes the number one seller, which is their bow arm gliders and ottomans. Of course, because it's made with that craftsmanship, it is built to last for generations. But since January is the Alvin Jr. Beachy month, and we only got a few days left, whether it's living room furniture or anything else, and by the way, five different styles to choose from, including Cubic Mission and Highback Mission as well. Stop in and see them. They're located in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, just past the Kroger on Boonville Road. You can call them for more information, 260-5050. Amish Furniture for generations.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 27th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference featuring keynote speaker Tracy McDaniel, President of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. The event will focus on changing landscapes, where we've been, where we are going. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 27th at the Hilton. A look into the future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Let's do some weather at 6:40. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. Keep your staff and coworkers happy with stocked break rooms. They've got milk, cream, sugar, snacks, water, and Keurig K-cups. Click on Wiltons.com.
There'll be clouds and maybe a few breaks of sunshine today with a high temperature around 70 degrees. We're mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, low 45. There'll be plenty of clouds around during the day on Tuesday. We can't rule out a few passing showers with a high between 50 and 55. There'll be partial clearing during Tuesday night with an overnight low between 35 and 40. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, we'll have sunshine and a high between 50 and 55. This is meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We just find a way to win. You know, that's the bottom line.
That was the bottom line for Texas A&M men's basketball. We'll have more on that. Of course, the two teams are headed to the Super Bowl and more. We'll do it all in sports for you coming up here in just a bit.
All right. So I'm watching the Sunday shows yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pundits are on there. I don't want them to tell me who's going to be president, okay? Could we have a vote first? I mean, they're trying to narrow the field down.
Is there a DraftKings for that?
Well, you know.
What's the over-under?
Yeah. It's the truth. I'm just, you know, could we have a caucus? Let's have a couple of votes. Why don't we get about six or seven primaries down the road before you start telling me who's going to be? All right. But they just they feel like they have to. I guess the news over the weekend that Mike Bloomberg told the New York Times that he might run as an independent. Now, apparently the caveat there is if Hillary does not win the Democrat nomination, or at least that's the caveat in Hillary's mind. And she said, he doesn't have to worry. I'll relieve him of that. I'm going to get the nomination, so he doesn't have to worry.
Well, and doesn't he already have to be on the ballot in most states? I mean,
well, I, you know.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Well, but here's the thing. I read this someplace that, because now we're hearing Joe Biden again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And apparently Joe took a swipe at Hillary at some point last week. And, they were saying that really you have until early March to be on all of the ballots.
Interesting.
And I don't, you know, again, I can't source that right off the top of my head, but that's what it said, and that's why.
Well, because everyone was certain that back in December, if Perry didn't do a hop back in the race,
right.
He had to do that by December.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, and
might need to do some digging there.
Well, and the thing is, what's interesting is if there's a Joe Biden factor here, I don't know if there is, but if there's a Joe Biden factor, the deal is what they had said when he was, you know, digging his tasseled loafer into the carpet. What was this, back in November, thinking about making an announcement?
Mm-hmm.
They had said it would be very, very difficult, if not impossible, for him to do because he didn't have the people on the ground in Iowa. Because I don't know what they do. Apparently, they get into a gymnasium, and they lock the doors until midnight or something, and then people come out, and they have the results. I don't know how they caucus. I don't know how it works.
And a lot of people don't. That's what they're talking about. A lot of people are going to show up thinking they go in, vote for their candidate of choice. No, it's hours.
Yeah, I mean, you ply people with chocolate cake and fried chicken. I don't know what it is. Corn dogs, something, and you get them to move over to your side. And you go sit in that part of the gymnasium if you're for this person and this person over here, and it moves back and forth. It's supposedly very fluid, but, you know, and I guess it works for them. But the deal is we don't know yet. And so since he had nobody on the ground in Iowa, they knew he could not do well there. And so now we just wait until, look, he gets through Iowa, they get through Iowa, they get through New Hampshire, they get through South Carolina, then Joe decides to step in. I mean, that's feasible.
When does Michelle get in, though?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not, and the president was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and he talked about his greatest regrets, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, when they ask him, would he run for a third term if he could? Why are you doing that? I mean, what a stupid thing to say. Why would we? You can't, so just stop. But anyway, he said, number one, Michelle wouldn't let me. You know, this is a big sacrifice, and she figured it's her turn to run. Oh, no, he didn't say that. He said, it's a big sacrifice, and it's a great privilege, but it does take a toll on your family life. And that's very true.
Well, and he's finally been in office long enough. They can do the, you know, 7-8 years later comparison side by side.
Yes.
And you remember how much George W. Bush aged. Man, Obama has aged just as much.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know why you'd want to do 12 years, especially in this climate.
Well, and it's interesting. Here's the deal is he said, One of his biggest regrets that he has in his final year of office, he said, quote, "The one thing that gnaws on me is the degree of continued polarization. It's gotten worse or over the last several years, and I think that in those early months my expectation was that we could pull together, the parties together, and make them be more efficient."
If he's saying that honestly, then he was naive at best.
Well,
because I feel like he was part of it.
The thing is, he did nothing. He did not reach out, and I hate to use that phrase for any reason, but he did not reach out to the legislative branch. You heard him on both sides of the aisle say, "This guy doesn't talk to us. This guy won't come up here. This guy won't invite us to the White House."
But we've said it before. Their version of I'm doing it. I said their version.
Uh-huh.
There is an assumption that compromise in Washington is we win.
Yes.
And see it our way or nothing.
And this man has done nothing to change that. So if he wants to say that that's a sadness, then he needs to look in the mirror because he was a major cause of it.
He is the cause of it.
And which again has nothing to do with the other stuff that we talked about, which is, you know, race relations. Because he really had a great opportunity there.
Well, and back to this year's potential candidates. What was up with the quote-unquote establishment saying, okay, well, if it's not going to be Bush or Rubio, then we're for Trump?
Yes. Well, this shows you the absolute disdain that they have for Ted Cruz. And here's the deal, because they believe, and it's not completely inaccurate, that Trump is a businessman. Trump is a deal maker.
He understands favors.
He does. He understands compromise. Let's do this. If we do this, I'll remember that down the road. What they're saying is Cruz does not. And most importantly, beyond the elected officials who don't like Ted Cruz, is the lobbyists.
Because they don't have any sway with
them. You're exactly right. And you know what? When the lobbyists decide that it's going to be tough to, quote, do business, then guess what? Your elected boys and girls in Congress are going to make sure that their buddies, the lobbyists, where they may go to cocktail parties and, you know, may have PAC money or whatever, those influence peddlers, if they have no capital, no exchange, then they mean nothing to be able to help out the elected officials.
Well,
so,
the fact-finding missions to Tahiti, I mean, that's
important
stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Stuff.
There are things that have to be done like that. So when the lobbyists don't like him, you can bet that the establishment is not going to like him, which gives more reason for you to maybe like him. But one thing I want to say before we finish this, I think it happened on Monday, maybe it was Tuesday, Glenn Beck said on his show, "My God would not lead me to a man like Donald Trump." And I just stopped and looked at the radio. That's what the anti-Trump people are saying, that God's watching over this, see, and your God, and of course, you know, Glenn Beck knows his God. I don't know about my God, but he knows his God, and his God would not send him to Donald Trump. That's the kind of rhetoric we're getting. It's just craziness.
I've listened to Beck enough to know, I believe what he's saying, and I'm not defending him, I don't need to. He always talks about his walk with God.
Yes.
You have to study. Your God may be different to you because of your understanding.
Yeah.
Because there's some people's God that says killing is okay for certain reasons.
Very true.
So there would be a difference. I do believe he's saying his understanding of what is expected of him would not allow him to vote for a man like Donald Trump.
And that's fine. But then are you asking people to believe in Glenn Beck's God as well by saying that?
I think he's pretty careful not to say that, but if that's what you heard and he said
My God tells me to believe in bacon.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Pull up a chair. It's time that we talked. What we're doing to our trees in Texas is criminal, and the sad part is that many of us are actually paying for this kind of disservice. For all of my career, I've spent my time trying to tell people what you should do for your trees. Humor me this one time. Let's talk about things that should never be done. What we do to our trees right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. When it comes to our shade trees, we kind of have lost sight of our surroundings. It's as if we had no idea of the elevation of the adjacent landscape when we planted our trees. They end up way up high out of the ground. Now, granted, there are times when you want to plant a tree high by an inch or two. That might be if you have an extremely high water table, a boggy spot, or if you're in southeast Texas where the water table is quite high much of the year. But usually that's not the case. You want to plant it at the same depth at which it grew in the nursery. Lay a hoe handle across a new planting hole. Match up the soil line on the tree trunk with the surrounding grade. Sure, you'll have extra soil. When you do that, you can make a berm, a basin out of that soil, and that'll help in watering for the first year or two. And at that point, you can burst it open and just distribute the soil over a big area. But you need to have the tree at the same depth at which it was growing, and that means also don't dig the hole deeper than necessary and then put loose fill soil down below the soil ball of the tree. The weight of the tree will compact it, and that tree would end up too low, and that is a kiss of death. I see a lot of stubbed nubs when I see people trimming their trees. Limbs should always be pruned virtually flush with the trunk or with another branch. When you leave a stub, invariably the tree will fail to heal properly and decay will begin to develop a couple of years down the road. If you're removing a large branch, do it in three steps. Make an undercut 1/3 of the way into the bottom of the branch, 15 inches out from the trunk. Move a few inches farther out, cut through the branch from the top down. The weight of the falling branch will cause the bark to be stripped, but the undercut will stop that stripping before it impacts the trunk. And then the third, remove the 15-inch stub to within 1/4 inch of the trunk. I see a lot of copycat topping, people who top their crepe myrtles or other trees thinking they're doing them some kind of a great service. What on earth are they thinking? Don't do that. Oh, and by the way, if you have a tree that is staked and if you have guy wires or cables going around the trunk of the tree, you need to remove them after a year or so because otherwise the tree trunk will expand. It will become girdled by those guy wires or cables. If you have new red oaks, if you have new Chinese pistachios, wrap their trunks. I see a lot of people who forget to do that, and sun scald and borer invasion ensue. That means the end of the tree in most cases. I'm Neil Sperry, choosing the best perennials in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Jalen Jones scored 17 of his 20 in the second half to lead number 10 Texas A&M to a 66-53 victory over Missouri on Saturday, extending the Aggies' winning streak to 10 games. Here's head coach Billy Kennedy.
Don't underestimate. It's hard to win. Missouri didn't come in here and
to just lay down. You know, Kim Anderson's doing a heck of a job with a young team, played 40 minutes of zone, surrendered to it, and it gave us some problems, you know, and you don't have a key guy. Jalen's in foul trouble the first half. You know, you miss free throws in the first half. We just find a way to win. You know, that's the bottom line, because it's hard to win no matter where you're at.
A&M's winning streak is the longest since it won 13 straight back in November of 2010 through January of 2011. And its 7-0 start in the SEC is the best conference start since 1993-94 back in the old Southwest Conference days. The Aggies will take the road Wednesday on the way to Fayetteville for the Razorbacks game tip-off at 6 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, the Billy Kennedy Radio Show is live tonight from Rudy's Barbecue on News Talk 1620 WTAW. That starts at 7. Gary Blair kicks things off from Rudy's at 6. The Super Bowl is all set. Here's Roger Amrick with who's playing who.
Super Bowl 50 will match the Broncos and Panthers after Denver beat the defending Super Bowl champ Patriots 20-18 in the AFC title game, and Carolina blew out the Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC championship game. A missed extra point came back to haunt the Patriots when they scored in the final seconds and had to go for two.
Brady takes the snap. He rolls to the right. He throws to the end zone, tipped high in the air, and the ball's going to be intercepted. The running back left to right is Bradley Roby. The ball was stripped free. The Patriots will recover at the 12-second mark. However, Denver still leads by two.
Peyton Manning outduels Tom Brady by passing for 176 yards and two scores to tight end Owen Daniels. It'll be Manning's fourth Super Bowl appearance.
Hey, there's no question. This is a sweet day. This was a sweet victory. To me, this victory sort of is a great example of what this entire season has been like. It hasn't been easy. Different people stepping up, doing their parts at different times. It's been a unique season. There's no question about it. And this game today was a unique football game, but everybody did their part. Truly was a team win.
Brady was pressured throughout the game and was intercepted twice. Cam Newton was the big man on campus in Charlotte.
Here comes Cam. He got it. Touchdown.
I can say one thing. We were coached extremely well. We were very prepared for this game. You know, doing the things that we were doing, you know, it wasn't just skill. You know, it was a preparation.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
A&M Tennis secured the ITA National Indoor Championship after the ladies got past Wichita State in a thrilling last-stand match. The 10th-ranked Aggies knocked off the Shockers 4-3. Number 5 A&M men advanced as well, knocking off Boise State in straight sets 4-0. They'll head to the ITA National Team Indoor Championships as well. The number 6 Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team defeated number 23 LSU, actually blew them out, 181-119 Saturday, in the final warm-up before the SEC Conference Championships. The A&M men upset number 22 LSU by more than 10 points. In the NBA, James Harden had 23 points and 15 rebounds, added 10 assists for a triple-double, and Houston rallied for a 115-104 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Houston head coach J.B. Bickerstaff said the Rockets play well together. When they do, they're tough.
The energy was there, great enthusiasm. To me, you know, the togetherness of this team, you can see it when it's bleeding through. And that makes all the difference in the world.
And finally, wrapping things up in the PGA, Ricky Fowler finished on top of the star-studded field in Abu Dhabi at the championships. Fowler shot a final round 369 to finish 16 under par and one shot in front of Thomas Peters. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So how much of any of these games did you actually watch?
A little bit of a ball, most of them.
Did you? I didn't watch the, well, like I said, I didn't watch the second game because I didn't care about that. But that was an exciting finish. Again, that's me, an exciting finish in Denver. And I'm glad for him. That's a good thing.
I tell you what, Cam Newton is annoying.
Yeah.
He's a football player.
Yeah, he is.
He is a football player.
But, you know, one more thing there on that the Denver. Let's see, who's their head coach? It's Gary Kubiak.
Yeah.
Who has, count them, 7 former Texans assistants on his staff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Feeling pretty good out there, Texan fans?
Your roommate of the guy that runs the place, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the Cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home, You want your car to last 10 years so we can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
WTAW, we got pretty nice, WTAW College Station. Brian, got pretty nice weather today. Look for a high temperature probably.